Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. In today's episode, supported by Immatics, we had the pleasure of speaking with Justin Moser, MD, about the ongoing Phase 3 SUPREME trial investigating the PRAME-directed T-cell receptor T-cell therapy, IMA-203, versus treatment of physician's choice in patients with previously treated, unresectable, or metastatic cutaneous melanoma. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Moser discussed the unique mechanism of action of IMA-203, previously reported Phase 1 data with this agent in patients with melanoma, and the design and potential future implications of SUPREME. So, speaking today about the Phase 3 SUPREME trial, can you just first start by discussing the mechanism of action of IMA-203 and how it is different or could surpass the limitations of standard of care agents in this setting?
IMA-203 is an engineered T-cell therapy of a T-cell receptor expressing T-cell therapy for patients with melanoma. This is different than TIL therapy in the fact that it's an engineered cell therapy that's designed to recognize the PRAME protein, an antigen preferentially expressed in melanoma that's expressed on HLA-A*02:01. So IMA-203 is a novel treatment for melanoma in the fact that it's the first engineered cell therapy that we have for the potential treatment of melanoma. In the initial Phase 1 study, which was presented at ASCO this year, they saw that in the melanoma enrichment cohort, this had a 50% response rate in patients with refractory melanoma and a median of 2.3 lines of prior therapy. For a lot of the standard treatments that we have for melanoma, many of these have 10 to 20, maybe up to 25% response rates in the refractory setting. So this looks like it has much higher potential for patients with refractory melanoma.
So then, could you discuss any prior preclinical and clinical data that have been observed with IMA-203 so far?
IMA-203 was first studied in a Phase 1 study that was initially looking at all patients with tumors that could express PRAME and patients who are HLA-A*02:01. That data was presented at ASCO this year. And after the Phase 1, they did enrichment cohorts of cutaneous melanoma and uveal melanoma. In the cutaneous melanoma enrichment, they saw a 50% confirmed response rate with a median of 2.5 lines of prior therapy. And in the uveal melanoma cohort, they saw an amazing greater than 60% response rate for patients with refractory uveal melanoma, which typically has drugs approved with response rates around 10% or less.
Could you describe the methods and objectives of the SUPREME trial and how patients are being identified for enrollment here?
SUPREME trial is an international randomized Phase 3 study comparing IMA-203 to physician's choice for patients with refractory melanoma. Patients have had to have received standard of care PD-1 based therapy, and those whose cancers harbor a BRAF mutation should have been considered for BRAF mutant or BRAF targeted therapy, although they don't necessarily have to have had that. It is a randomized study where patients undergo screening followed by leukapheresis or apheresis, where the cells are collected. And then when the patients are in need to start subsequent therapy, they're randomized in a one-to-one fashion to either IMA-203 or investigator's choice, which could consist of combination immune therapy with nivolumab and relatlimab, single-agent immune therapy with nivolumab, ipilimumab, or pembrolizumab, lifileucel for those patients who are in the United States where that's approved, or chemotherapy. The main limitation for recruiting for this study is the restriction for the HLA type, which is HLA-A*02:01, which is found in about 30 to 50% of Caucasians and much less so in patients of other ethnicities.
How might positive results from this trial affect this drug's development or, you know, next steps and placement in the current treatment paradigm alongside other PD-1 inhibitors?
So this is a registrational randomized study. So if this study were to be positive, showing that the progression-free survival for patients treated with IMA-203 is better than that of the physician's or investigator's choice, this hopefully would lead to FDA approval and would allow patients with refractory melanoma who have HLA-A*02:01 to be treated with IMA-203 as standard of care in the future. For patients with refractory melanoma, we really have limited options, especially for patients who initially derive no benefit from checkpoint inhibitors, where subsequent treatments with checkpoint inhibitors are far less likely to work. Currently, the only other available options that are outside of checkpoint inhibitors is lifileucel or TIL therapy, which has roughly a 30% response rate, but has some logistics in the fact that you have to have disease that's able to be collected. You have to be a candidate to undergo high-dose chemotherapy and high-dose IL-2. INA-203 is unique in the fact that you would not need surgery for collection, and you are treated with lower doses of chemotherapy and lower doses of IL-2, meaning patients who may not be candidates for lifileucel may be candidates for INA-203 in the future if they have the right HLA type and this receives FDA approval. It's really exciting that we're starting to see engineered T-cell therapies come into solid tumors. We recently had the approval of Tecelra for synovial sarcoma, showing that these engineered T-cells can be active and effective for patients with refractory solid tumors. And it's exciting that we're starting to see this go into other cancers such as melanoma.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, supported by Immatics. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.